Your love has never changed. You remain the same. Everlasting God, you reign. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. That's just who you are.
Never changed. You remain the same. Everlasting God, you reign.
You're Alpha,
Alpha,
Omega,
Omega,
beginning and the end.
Beginning and the end.
That's just who you are.
That's just who you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I once again want to take this opportunity to invite you from wherever you were to our program entitled The Reviving Word. Today, our subtopic, I'll be speaking and sharing about the topic which says you are in the realm of life. You are in the realm or in the realm of life. Our text today, I am reading in the book of John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 5 and verse 24. The Bible says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. This is the statement that really I needed to, and I will be sharing about, that I will be emphasizing on. It is part B of this same verse that we have just read, where the Bible has said that he has crossed over from death to life. You have crossed. I have crossed from death to life. The day we gave our lives to Jesus, the day we accepted, we received Jesus as our personal Savior, that day was a remarkable day, was a historical day. And that day, you were given the right to be called the Son of the Most High God. And not alone to be called the Son of the Most High God alone, but you were transferred. You were shifted. You were translated. You were taken from the kingdom of death to the kingdom of life. You were taken from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. You were taken from the kingdom of the cursed to the kingdom of the blessed. We are in the blessed kingdom. We are the sons of the Most High God. We have crossed from death to life. That is good news. When we see the world of today, everything in this earth is covered by the curse. Actually, everything is getting depreciated. It is depreciating. It is wasting and diminishing away. Why? There is a curse over this whole earth. But for us who are in Christ Jesus, we are like those children of Israel who were in the land of Goshen, who were in the port or in the plot, in the part of Egypt, and that part of Egypt was called Goshen, the blessed part of Egypt, the green part of Egypt. My brother, my sister, we are not of this world. We have been translated. We have been crossed. We have been shifted. We have crossed from death to life. Hallelujah. That's why you need to take responsibility of your life. The reason being that whenever you are attacked by sickness, by disease, by any infirmity, whenever you are attacked by any form of darkness like sin or any weakness, whenever you are attacked by lack, whenever you are attacked by any form of witchcraft, know for sure that you no longer belong in the world and in the kingdom of darkness. You have been shifted. You have been crossed. You have been translated to the kingdom of his dear son, which is the kingdom of the light. So you need to resist. You need to reject what the devil normally throws at you. It is your responsibility and it is your right to reject what the devil tries to throw at your life. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 4 and verse 7 that resist the devil and he will flee from you. So, this is a mandate that we are given as believers, as Christians. You need to resist the devil. It is your right, my brother, my sister, to resist the enemy. When your business is attacked, when your life is attacked, when your children, if you have children, and they are attacked, when your marriage is attacked, when your family is attacked, you need not to cry. You need not to despair. You need not to be discouraged. You need to resist the devil. You need to stand on your ground and resist the enemy. You have the authority over the enemy. You have the power over the devils. You have the courage. You have been translated. You have been given the authority and the power. The keys are in your hands. You have to resist the enemy and reject all his ways and his action upon your life. That's why even Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 2 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. My brother, there is no condemnation over your life. There is no condemnation which comes from Christ. There is no condemnation which comes from God. There is no condemnation over your life. Verse 2, the Bible says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit and of life has set me from the law of sin and death. This is our portion in Christ Jesus. So when you are under the realm of the Spirit of life, when you are under the law of the Spirit of life and the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus, yours is your breakthrough, yours is victory, yours is success, yours is the growth, yours is the breakthrough, the victory, because there is a law of the Spirit of life that works within your life. That law of the Spirit gives you the authority, gives you victory over all the ways and the plans of the enemy over your life. Though the whole world will be under the curse of the law of sin and death, but you as a believer, you as a son of the Most High God, you as a Christian, you don't live under that law. You are no longer under that environment. You are no longer under that realm. You have crossed. You have been shifted. You are under another environment. You are under another kingdom. You are under another realm. And that is the realm of the Spirit of life and the Spirit of God. So in that Spirit of life, you have been set free from the spirit of sin. You have been set free from the spirit of death. Death and decay are not your portion. Yours is life in Christ Jesus. Yours is love. Yours is peace. Yours is joy. Yours is power. Yours is victory and success. My brother, my sister, you need to stand on your ground and know who you are in Christ and know what Christ has given you and take the authority and move on and move forward in the authority and the power of the Spirit. and begin to reign. You have to reign over the principalities. You have to reign over the powers, the dominions, every name. You have to reign over every circumstance, over every situation. My brother, you are not an ordinary person. You live under the realm of the spirit of life. Life is your portion. So right now, I want us to agree together as we decree and declare life in our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let there be life. Life in your life, life in your spirit, life in your body. Let there be life in your home. Let there be life in your family. Let there be life in your business. Let there be life in your ministry. Let there be life in everything you are endeavoring to do, because you have been set free. You have crossed from the life of death to the life of victory and breakthrough in Christ Jesus. As you meditate and you keep this consciousness within your life, my brother, my sister, you will live a victorious life. May you reign in life. May you live under this realm of life. May life take and control every part of you, everything that you are doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and believe. This is your brother who loves you and encourages you always, Apostle James Karejea. Shalom, shalom.
Love has never changed. You remain the same. Everlasting God, you reign.
For your grace.